Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome. It's time for the Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming coast to coast and around the world, CRNTalk.com. I'm joined by the one, the only, the Sultan of Safety, Hollywood acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Geary. Welcome to the show, everybody. Michael Horn is out on assignment, and I guess he'll be touching base with this a little bit later
on
in the show.
He's going to check in later on the show, maybe see how we're doing. Nothing we're going to get too wild over here, but we're going to have a good time, you guys. Got a lot to talk about. It's this Antonio Brown situation. We're going to get deep into that. A lot of good stories as well. NFL Week 1. And Fred, Week 1. I mean, everybody loves – I mean, it's America's sports, football – most popular sport by ratings by far. And people wonder, how do you like to consume your football? Do you like to be at home, watch it on the couch? Do you spend the whole day? Do you like to go out and maybe watch it at a bar or something like that? How does Fred Dreyer, acting legend and athlete extraordinaire, enjoy watching his football?
Well, I like just to plop down if I'm not doing anything. I usually turn it on and then monkey around the house and to keep things organized and keep things flowing. It'll be on in the background. I'll duck in and duck out. Sometimes if it's a good game, I wanted to watch the USC Fresno State game. I watched that, and I kind of sat down there for the whole game for that. But it all depends on what hits me, you know. And what's interesting to me is a lot of these home entertainment centers are taking people, and it's very difficult to get out of the house.
That is.
You know, and you can get everything you want at home. You can create your own environment. You got 80-inch, 100-inch screens, whatever you want, and you can have a great time there without having to go to the ballpark. The ironic thing is when you go, like if you go to Jerry Jones's behemoth.
Yeah, Jerry World.
If you go to Jerry World, you're sitting there, you're paying such a large amount of money to be on the 50-yard line, 10 rows, 20 rows up, and right above you hanging down is a giant screen.
Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. Check him out on Facebook as well, The Real Fred Dreyer.
Lowe's sells more appliances than anyone else, so when it's time to update your kitchen or laundry room, we're here to help you do it right to get the appliances right for your style and your budget. Shop today and save over $600 on a Samsung front-load laundry pair featuring steam and a champagne finish for just $1,396. Plus, get up to 40% off select appliance special values. Whatever you need to make updates to your home today, or any day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through September 11th, U.S. only.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard me talking about 4 Hymns and how they are helping guys look their best. If you haven't, It's time to see what they're all about. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age of 35, and once you've noticed thinning hair, it can be too late. Solution, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and more for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Order now. Listeners to this program can get started with the 4hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4hims.com/wrestling. That's FORHIMS.com/wrestling. 4hims.com/wrestling.
Now's the time to travel and be with the people you care about the most. And at Holiday Inn and Holiday Inn Express, we're helping you be there for less. Save at least 25% at thousands of hotels worldwide if you book by September 24th. You won't want this moment to pass you by. So book today at HolidayInn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey.
Hey, Bench. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Were you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 gold glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
And we are back here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. He will be along shortly, joined with the man himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, just a brief recap. We got to get into this AB stuff. Brief recap for anybody who's been living under a rock. So, Antonio Brown, he's a former Steeler. He got into a conflict of egos, you might say, between Ben Roethlisberger, became a him or me. And they went with the Super Bowl champ Ben Roethlisberger. And the big thing was they didn't want to trade him in division. And so they finally ended up trading him out to Oakland. And then began this saga, this absolute saga all summer long, going into OTAs and then into training camp. AB, he hated his helmet because the league mandated new, safer helmets. He said he'd retire before
he had his choice of 30 helmets.
30 helmets. And he just whined about that. He whined about the coaching. Apparently, he got into nearly to fisticuffs with the general manager over a fine because he just wasn't showing up. He wasn't playing. This also, he showed up the first day of training camp in a hot air balloon. And finally, the Raiders, well, I think the last straw was shortly after, apparently, it came to light that Antonio Brown and the Raiders organization and John Gruden resolved their differences. Antonio Brown then put a video out featuring a surreptitiously recorded phone call with John Gruden, which is against the law in California because of California.
You can't tape anybody.
It's a two-party consent. Both parties have to have consent to be taped. And he was eventually released from the Oakland Raiders, going to be the Las Vegas Raiders shortly, and snatched up by Belichick and the Patriots. Your thoughts on the most recent developments, what's going forward here?
Well, there's a – in our notes we looked up – there's a quote, I think, from Tony Dungy that says that, he's disappointed that Antonio Brown got his way. This whole thing was a setup to behave poorly, cause an awful lot of problems and make enforce decisions on coaches and ownership to decide what to do with him, all the while knowing that they would just probably release him and he'd go out and make a deal on his own. And the deal he wanted to make all along when he was in Pittsburgh, he decided he wanted to be not an Oakland Raider, but he wanted to be a New England Patriot. So he's been signed by the Patriots. 15 minutes after he left the Raiders, he was he had a deal. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, decided that they would put a deal together for Antonio. So now he's there in New England. He'll probably be suited up when New England plays this week. And they'll put him into the offense. And depending on how he does, it will decide his future not only with the Patriots, but probably within football.
And that's interesting, Fred, because there's some pundits out there saying, oh, this is completely strategic, that Antonio Brown, once he got to the Raiders, even though he had $30 million guaranteed coming, once he got to the Raiders, he saw, wow, this is maybe not what I wanted. John Gruden, maybe he's not the right coach for me. Maybe this isn't the right offense for me. And so this crazy behavior was kind of a ruse, crazy like the Fox, in order to provoke the Raiders to release him. Is that something you take stock in? Do you think really this is strategic on AB's part by acting crazy to get out of that contract?
Well, if you put the scenarios together, put it on a table, you write them out on a 3x5 card and put them down there, it looks pretty convenient.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look random. It looks as though somebody kind of decided, we're not going to, if they wanted to help us out, they could have Rosenhaus could have said, let's wait 3 or 4 or 5 days before we make the announcement we've signed with New England.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we can get on with it and say, oh, gee, yeah, well, the rich get richer and we'll see what happens. You know, Randy Moss was out there doing nothing until he wound up in New England, and he behaved himself very nicely because they told him, you're here on a pass.
Yeah.
You've got just a short period of a little window here, and if you behave poorly, we're going to get rid of you immediately. And when we get rid of you, there's going to be very few, if anybody's going to sign you up.
It's over.
You're kind of done.
Yeah.
And I think these guys kind of realize it. And I know this from personal experience that if you do things, if you're willing to go the route, you can get where you want to go in this league, especially now. But when I was playing with the Giants years ago, I wanted out of there. And usually you're not going to go anywhere unless they agree to trade you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was the one who decided I would play my option out. And then come May 1st, I was a free agent. So once they realize you have value as a player and you're willing to go the distance, they will eventually accommodate you because they got to cut their losses. Remember, all of these players are prorated in value on teams. That's how they depreciate their franchises. Mm-hmm. They have, players aren't just players on the field, and you give them a contract and you stipulate the terms and conditions. You have what's going on here is an appreciation and a depreciation of value for the team. So they don't want to be stupid to say, well, we're not going to give him what he wants. Well, why not? You're going to get what you want. I mean, you want to get rid of this and move down the road. And that's just part of the sport itself. That's business.
I think, you're 100% right there, Fred. There's no other sport in the world when it comes to player personnel like the NFL, like what you just said about value to the franchise, value to the community, value to on the field, off the field, and also big part of it is the cap ramifications as well, soft cap in the NFL as well. But also, I mean, the Antonio Brown saga, I think, and I just want to say this real fast, if this was, a true strategic decision on his part to forego $30 million in guaranteed because he didn't want to play in the Raiders because he felt the Raiders didn't have a chance to compete meaningfully in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, and declined all that money to go to the Patriots, bet on himself, sign a one-year deal, maybe an incentive-laden deal, but a one-year deal nonetheless, forego the long-term contract. I think that's one of the craziest and bravest things I've ever heard of in all of sports.
Well, remember, he's betting on himself. He's doing
play.
He's doing this what the Dak has done for the Prescott has done for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
He's saying, I'm not signing anything right now. You know, there's a rush to sign all these guys because the Knicks collective bargaining agreement's coming up, and that's going to be a doozy. And we're going to see what happens. And we can talk when that thing comes around. That's about a year away.
Yeah.
When that comes around, you're not going to believe what's going to happen.
The players are going to want a bigger share. I think it's a 49-51 split now between owners and management.
I think it's 52-53% of television revenue.
Yeah, we can look that up. Also, I think they're going to want some sort of guarantees, even marginal guarantees when it comes to contracts. So we're going to talk about that. Talk about Dak right after the break, you guys. Big, big week in sports. Week one, of course. Also talk about this terrible Team USA basketball, FIBA versus France.
Oh, those guys.
Absolutely heartbreaking. Be right back after the break, you guys. The Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Airy. Fred Dreyer, Mike Warren, out on assignment. Join us shortly. Stay with us.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Sultan the Safety's Fred Dreyer. I'm Mike Gary. Sit in for the old growler. He'll be along in the next segment. So Dak Prescott, quarterback, of the Dallas Cowboys, he has assigned himself a whale of a deal. And like we said, Fred, he bet on himself and he won. He's got a contract of $30 million per season. That's the number that was reportedly on the table for Dak Prescott before the beginning of the regular season. Of course, the devil's in the details. There's no word on what the structure of the Cowboys offer, and that's important, or what guarantees were on the table. Still, it's a substantial deal for Prescott, and brave when you consider that $30 million sounded like a lofty deal, but he is going to get absolutely paid. He has a 104 passing rating in 2016, third best in the NFL, 23 touchdowns, ranked him 15th, and 22 TDs in 2017. What do you think about this deal? Good value?
Well, look, here we are. You've got a guy who realizes he's a year away from the league renegotiating the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a frenzy with Carson Wentz and Jared Goff and all these other guys who have made, for their own reasons, they've made decisions to sign long-term contracts with $33 million contracts. Which is fine because that's they choose to do it. What Dak is doing, he says, I think what I'm going to do is, because I'm a good enough player, I'm going to bet on myself that I can go through this year, have a great year, and then next year be in a better bargaining position with Jerry Jones and have a collective bargaining agreement contract that'll pay me way more. Remember, what do you think Carson Wentz and Jared Goff are gonna do 4 years from now?
Yeah.
They'll be making $30 million times four. It's $120 million, and they still got five, six, years to go, on their contract or whatever it might be. I don't know how.
And most of their money will be guaranteed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be guaranteed. But their value will exponentially get bigger. They're not going to be worth less.
No, absolutely not.
So, and the reason they want to wrap all these quarterbacks and these top players up. To long-term contracts is because the collective bargaining agreement's coming, and they know when that hits, you have to understand what's the business model that the league is working on now that's going to pop open in the next 5-6 years.
Yeah, because we have not only the existing television contracts that are paying billions of dollars to the league, but also there's all these new streaming services that are going to be offering their own contracts, Amazon, Netflix, and whatnot. So there's another revenue stream. But also what's smart for Dak, too, is that there's a few vaunted places in sports for an individual, like a center for the Los Angeles Lakers, like a starting pitcher for the New York Yankees. Being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys – I mean, we have Elway, we have all the great Dallas Cowboy quarterbacks going through history. I mean, that's a singular place in sports for Dak Prescott.
Well, that's true, and he's betting on himself that he will play and perform beautifully. And if the Dallas Cowboys go far and go into the Super Bowl and win it, then he's got a chance of really hitting a gold mine because he'll now have played out his contract with the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones is going to have to realize, okay, I've got to pay you. What do you want? Well, I don't know how long the contract is going to be with the Players Association. I don't know the terms and conditions of the collective bargaining agreement. I'm assuming, because we've just come off of a 10-year understanding, that we're going to go into a 10, maybe even more of a lengthy contract with the players and the owners. So maybe what I want to do here is I want $50 million a year for 4 years.
Yeah.
I want it all guaranteed, and this is how I want it paid. So what he's doing is, what his agent's telling him is, and this is the reason that agents get other players to represent, is because they tell them, we're going to change the pay structure of the league, and we're going to use this guy to do it at this point in time. He's going to get 50. He's only going to sign a four-year deal. That's 200 guaranteed. And at the end of four, he's still 6 years left with the collective bargaining agreement. He's got maybe two or three more renegotiation passes during that time frame.
And I think Jerry Jones sees the writing on the wall, too. I think he's smart with locking up Dak. And he also locked up Ezekiel Elliott, giving him a $50 million guaranteed and a $90 million contract extension during the offseason.
Let me just add something about Ezekiel Elliott. What did he sign? A five-year contract?
It's a six-year, $90 million extension with $50 million guaranteed.
Okay, it's $50 million. This is probably his last contract.
For a running back,
This is his last contract. Yeah. This is what he's going to get, which is going to be fine for him. He'll get some rings if he can do it. That'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
But as far as him having any longevity, this was the time to do what he did.
Very, very smart. Because as we know, I believe the average retirement age for a running back is 26. And I believe the average retirement age for a QB is
about 34.
Yeah,
that's if he's healthy.
If he's healthy, yeah. That's unbelievable. Real fast, Fred, we got about a minute before the break. We got to talk about the Browns. But, you know, the Browns, everybody's talking about, though, they're going to be so great. Not so much. They got their clocks clean in week one. But the big story, and like I said, we got about a minute before the break, is that Odell Beckham Jr. was wearing a $350,000 watch on the field. On the field. What do you think about that, Fred? Did you ever wear your Rolex on the field when you're, you know, wreaking havoc on the gridiron?
I never imagined anybody could be this stupid. And when I say that, that the Browns could be this stupid, this guy here continues to insult the process. He continues to insult his teammates. This is all about him. He's a runaway narcissist. He's a great talent. But next summer, there are going to be about three or four other people like Odell Beckham showing up in the draft. So you don't have to worry about these guys. Here's what I would do. If they get three or four, five, six games into this season and they're not any good, so long, Beckham.
They're going to cut him, you think?
That's right.
A distraction. Stick around, you guys. Mike and Fred are going to talk to Dovi Lipton, marketing manager at Cure Life. Check out Cure Life, an incredibly important product. Stay with us. More after the break.
Hi, I'm Fred Dreyer. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Specials. And you can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special and save up to 50% off, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, it's his show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Great interview you guys did with Cure Life. Fantastic product.
Yeah, it's a great product, and we're looking forward to seeing the people respond to it.
Absolutely. And quick emails maybe lead us into something. Send your emails, please, into freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Colin Butler writes in and says, congratulations to the Dodgers. This might be the year they win the World Series. Fred, do you think they have a chance?
Well, they do. They're one of the top three or four best teams in baseball. They've got to make sure they stay on the ball here and get home field advantage. They've got the Braves about four games behind them in total wins. And if they can close them out in the National League and make it to the World Series, there's no telling what can happen. But they've got to stay healthy, and they got to be able to hit with runners in scoring position.
And that bullpen has also got to hold up as well. And, Fred, let me ask you this. You know, some people say that, clinching this early, there's still a lot of games left in the season. Clinching this early for the Dodgers will lead to some sense of complacency, and that'll bleed into the playoffs.
I don't believe any of that. This isn't the first time they've been down this path. This is the third time. And they've got the right manager, and they've got the right organization. Everybody's primed for a top-notch performance. And believe me, if they stay healthy and they keep focus, which they should, I mean, there's no reason why they would suddenly forget how to play baseball. They'll be all right.
Also, I think, Cody Bellinger is in the running for MVP, and so I think that the rest of the teams will want to do well, get him in position to be successful to, bring that MVP.
That's a good point. That would be a tremendous boost to everybody if Cody wins that.
Absolutely. We'd love to see that MVP trophy in a Dodger Stadium as well as that World Series trophy.
Yep.
Indeed. You guys, make sure to check out the podcast of the show, FredDreyerShow.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Make sure to follow him on Twitter as well, @Fred_Dreyer. And like I said, email us FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And also you can drop us a note on Facebook anytime during the live show, like Ingrid, Gail, Bernice has done. We really appreciate it. Stay with us here on the Sports Lounge. More right after the break with Fred Dreyer. I'm Mike Gary, CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Dell Semi-Annual Sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to Dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Lowe's helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $20 on a Greenworks 1700 PSI electric pressure washer, now $99. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And keep your lawn looking its best by repairing bare spots and get 25% off all Pennington One-Step Complete Lawn Repair Mix. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/11. Pennington offer availability varies by location. U.S. only.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge here, broadcasting live coast to coast and around the world, Sierra Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, as well as Sirius XM. Thank you for joining us. Joined by the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, Mr. Fred Dreyer, and talking more about this AB situation, Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. Jerry Rice, who some would say could be is the greatest football player of all time, it is debatable. He holds almost all the records when it comes to wide receivers. He said on 95.7 The Game up in the Bay Area that Antonio Brown, quote, played him, and that Antonio Brown always wanted the Patriots, quote, "We all got played," Rice said. "He contacted me. He told me he wanted to play here in the Bay Area. I bought into it because I can only take a man at his word, but I think this was already planned." So he agrees that he thinks that Antonio Brown always wanted to play with the Patriots, and because the Steelers would not trade him to an in-division rival, he did all that he could to get released and get to the Patriots. Your thoughts on Jerry Rice's comments? It's pretty rare for a pro like this, Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer, to speak out so openly about this kind of stuff.
Well, what I find odd is it's naive. You know, Jerry's been around long enough, and it kind of reflects back on maybe what Jerry isn't aware of, mm-hmm. or maybe he's naive. I mean, as we talked about earlier, you know, Antonio Brown left the confines of the Pittsburgh Steelers for all the reasons that we know about. And he acted out so they would trade him. He said, I'll go to the Raiders. So he used the Raiders to get out of town to go to the Raiders. And then he made this thing about football helmets, and he kind of like acted out with coming into camp on an air balloon and all of this stuff, all this stuff that portends I'm going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So everybody, the flags went up, and they talked to him, and he made a bunch of blunders, and he gets in an argument, and he decides his agent. Drew Rosenhaus says, "Hey, look it. This is off camera." He says, "Hey, look. You know, you don't have to stay here with the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you go to the best team in football? Why don't you do what Randy Moss did? Why don't you do what a couple other people did who have great talent? And just I'll call Kraft, and I'll call Belichick, and I'll call these people, and just see if they would welcome you." And let's see if we can cut a deal, it'll get you to the Patriots, and it'll get you a contract where you'll be able to make about 10, 12 grand guaranteed, $12 million guaranteed, and then you'll play. You'll be a great guy. And it'll all the stuff in the past, you know, what they say is what's past is prologue, and all of the stuff is behind you now, and you'll be great, and you'll go to the playoffs, you'll go to the Super Bowl, you'll be the MVP of the Super Bowl, and you're brand new, and you're going to get paid because they're going to sign you to a multi-year contract. Yeah. And so this is what you have to be able to do. You've got to be able to create a pathway for your career while you're still healthy and still while you're still able to make these business decisions and these moves. And if he shows up, which I'm sure he will, and he'll be a good little boy, and he'll catch 100 balls this year in that system, it'll be the story of the year, and it'll be a business decision that is available to many people in the league who have talent.
And that's so important what you said about business decision, because a lot of writers, sports writers, columnists now call this the era of player empowerment, not only in the NFL but in other sports. Wherein we're going to talk about this right after this next break about Dak Prescott. He held out for a little bit, and he said he would not negotiate, you know, for a contract, and he got paid because he is one of the most talented running backs in the league, and running backs do not really grow on trees. Similarly, 1,000-yard a year receivers don't grow on trees either. And so, and the players like Dak Prescott and Antonio Brown, they have an immense amount of leverage because they are so talented. They are game breakers that teams will take chances on them and will give them the money to take those chances. And I think it's smart. I don't think Jerry Rice really, you know, no disrespect to Jerry Rice, the great Jerry Rice, one of the all-time greats. I don't think he really realizes how much power he actually had in his own career.
Especially under the confines of the collective bargaining agreement back in the 80s.
Exactly, Fred. That's exactly 100% right. We'll be right back. Talk about Dak Prescott's big deal, you guys. Maybe a little bit more NFL. Talk about Lynn Swann at USC. Big story here in the Southland. But stick around, you guys. We're here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary, streaming live, coast to coast around the world. Fred Dreyer, Mike Horn on assignment. Right back.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you.
Fred, we got a great guest coming up here. We're going to talk a little healthy lifestyle a little bit. Dovi Lipton is here. He is the marketing manager at a company called Curalife, C-U-R-A-L-I-F-E, and they have developed a product called Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Mm-hmm. Dovi, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so Fred is interested in new products over here. Let's talk about this Curalin. Why was this created? C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Tell us about that.
Well, the story behind Curalife is that our founder's name is Ron. So Ron's father was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And when that happens, it's really difficult to maintain a normal lifestyle like you had before. Everything becomes more difficult. And, you know, we're not talking about an athlete here, but it doesn't matter if you're on the rink or a field or if you're in the office. You have to bring your A game every single day. And with diabetes, it can be hard to do. And Ron's father found that to be exactly the case. So Ron did what any son would want to do. He put together a team of scientists, researchers, and they really started to travel the world, look at different medicinal systems, until they found something that worked for him. And they formulated that into a supplement called Curalin, and it's great.
Dovi, explain to our listeners what the difference between diabetes 1 and diabetes 2 is.
Yeah, that's a question that many people have. Type 1 diabetes is something that's developed early on in life, and it's called youth diabetes. It's when your body doesn't have the ability to produce insulin at all. In that case, in order to survive, you have to take insulin through injections artificially.
Mm-hmm.
Type 2 diabetes develops with age, and it's when your body does have the ability to produce insulin, but it doesn't do it well enough. It doesn't produce enough insulin, or your cells don't respond as well as they need to the insulin that your body does produce.
I see. Diabetes too is actually a diet related symptom, right?
Usually, yes.
I see. And your product, it was formulated to do specifically what?
Curelin is developed to help people live a healthier life through a healthier, what's called glycemic response. It's the way your body reacts to sugar. Mm-hmm. So it's what's called it helps the body maintain healthy glucose levels.
So how does Curelin address diabetes for athletes and those who live that active lifestyle that we talk about here on the show?
Diabetes really affects so many people today. Really, over 100 million Americans are struggling to maintain healthy glucose levels. So whether you're an athlete or someone who does other things during their day or an athlete at night, you have to find a way to maintain healthy glucose levels. Diabetes is indiscriminate. It affects many people in America. And so the mechanisms of action inside Curelin will work on everyone, no matter how they spend their day or their leisure time.
How is Curelin different from other natural formulas or type 2 diabetes?
The most outstanding part of Curelin, the most outstanding benefit, is that there are no negative effects, which is something that we would typically see with something that helps people maintain healthy glucose levels. And also with Curelin, everything is science-based. It's 100% natural and just comprised of 10 natural ingredients, nothing else. So simply put, it works. And even though it's 100% natural, it's all founded in science. And by now there's there's thousands of reviews on Curelin that just say it works, it's safe, and it's working without giving people the negative effects that so many other products give them.
Who should take Curelin?
Anyone who needs a better way to maintain healthy glucose levels should take Curelin. Obviously, they should consult their doctor beforehand, but Curelin can have a profound effect on their life.
What are you finding? What the customers are saying about this? Obviously, people are taking it now. What are some of the benefits that Curelin, C-U-R-A, capital L-I-N, customers are experiencing and reporting?
It's revolutionary. It really changes their lives. Curelin is the difference between feeling left out at meals or let's talk about sports. I have a friend who's a diabetic, and if she wants to eat something, she has to plan when she's going to do sports, what type of sport she's going to do, and how much she's going to do it. And if she gets it wrong, things can go wrong in her day.
Is that's type 2 diabetes, right?
Correct.
It's all types of diabetes.
Oh.
Because diabetes really is a mathematician's condition. You have to plan what you eat. You have to plan when you're going to eat it, what sort of exercise you're going to have, and when you're going to do it. And you have to get all those ratios right.
So when do you take Curelin? You take it after the meals? Is that when you take it?
You would take one or two capsules of Curelin after every meal, 3 times a day.
Interesting. Okay, so you had it as sort of like a supplement on there, and so people are experiencing it, reporting back to you. Where do we find it? How do you get Curelin? Where is it sold?
The best way to buy Curelin right now is to visit our website, www.curelin.co. So that's curelin.co. And actually, I set up a coupon code for your listener. So if they type in dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, into the coupon code section, they'll get $20 off their first order. So again, that's www.curelin.co. And soon we'll be in retail stores near you.
Oh, beautiful.
But for now, we're...
As Curelin, C-U-R-A, capital L-I-N, or just C-U-R-A-L-I-N, .co is the website. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, Dovi, thank you so much. Very enlightening here for you. Dovi Lipton, Marketing Manager for Curelife. The website is Curelin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.co. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dovi.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,
you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Final segment here on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. And this news broke recently, and we have to discuss it, broadcasting from Hollywood, California, but big story nationally as well. Lynn Swann, famous SC legend, he has resigned after three tumultuous years atop one of the nation's most prestigious athletic department, that being USC. So when the Swann signed his letter of recognition on Monday, just 2 weeks into a suddenly hopeful USC football season, Dave Roberts, a special advisor to USC President Carol Folt, who presently serves as vice president of athletic compliance, will be the interim athletic director. And SC has had such an immense fall from grace these past couple of years. Multiple coaches resigned, scandal, and all over the campus. Fred, what do you think about this?
Well, listen, things go in cycles. I do think that the collapse of the football system, the team, and the standards that make up SC's athletic department have eroded because they've chosen the wrong people. They keep going after USC alumni to fill in all their roles instead of going after the right people. And this is a classic example of it. You need leadership. Lynn is a nice guy. Lynn is an ex-SC guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's got everything going on for him, and the alumni like him and so forth and so on. But you need a dynamic person to speak for the athletic department and push it into the future. And you can't do that if you're not opinionated about as to what's going on in the department.
And you're 100% right there, Fred. This reminds me a lot of when the Lakers brought in Magic Johnson to be their president of basketball operations last time. They wanted a figurehead. They wanted somebody that everybody recognized was a Laker legend, and in this case for USC, a USC legend. Instead of getting the most qualified person for the job, maybe, they got somebody who would satisfy not only the job requirements, but also satisfy the media and the kind of pageantry around USC.
Right.
So maybe Marcus Allen maybe shouldn't be in the running for this USC athletic director. Maybe they should find a non-football guy.
If that's where they're going, is that the word?
I've heard his name floating around.
I'm sure it is. But you know, I look. Can Marcus Allen be a great great hope for USC athletics? I probably would say yes, he could be, but. He's not had that job before.
Nope. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_@Dreyer. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.